Hello.
Hello. What happened, darling?
It's nothing. Is Bahar home?
No, she went out and hasn't come back yet.
I'll see you later.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. What's happened?
Come here a minute. Give Bahar a call.
Why don't you call her yourself?
My phone battery's dead. Call
right,
Bahar.
Right.
The mobile set is off.
It's turned off. Has something happened?
No. We were supposed to meet, but she didn't show up. I got worried. I'll go upstairs to change.
All right.
The mobile set is off. The mobile set is off.
Did you get in a fight?
No.
Was there any cursing or pulling each other's hair, huh? Nothing at all? Just like that, it was over and done with?
Sina, leave me alone. It's hard for me to talk about it.
Oh. I ran all the way over here from the studio in a huge rush. I'm dying of curiosity, and you don't want to tell us anything at all, huh?
What should I tell you? About the destruction of a woman's life? About the same thing that happened to me?
It's not important at all. Whatever happens to them, they deserve it. They did damage to our lives.
Why did you let them into the house? You could have just denied everything.
Oh, my dear, just don't start with me, please. I'm not in the mood at all.
Don't you know what you've done? Do you know you might have caused their lives to be ruined?
A life that's based on a lie, it's better if it's ruined.
Since when have you been the judge of things? Anyhow, tell me, weren't you supposed to forget about everything? What are these new games?
You expected me to pretend that nothing had happened so that poor thing would have to live the rest of her life with a huge lie.
Argavan, the value of preserving a life, you mean it's less than telling a white lie?
How can it be a white lie if it's concealing the truth? No, my dear. I'm disgusted by all these white lies that stink of self-interest.
Argavan, don't do something that'll be hard for you to make up for later.
Stop telling me what to do so much. It has nothing to do with you. Absolutely nothing at all.
In fact, it does have to do with me, because I'm your older sister, because I'm worried about you. I can't sit around and let you do whatever the hell you like and create trouble for all of us with the things you do.
Go ahead, Homa. Just say it. Say what's in your heart. Say that you blame me for all your hardships.
Of course I blame you for it. It seems you've forgotten. With that idiotic marriage of yours, Mother had a stroke and died.
It's not like that at all.
It's exactly like that. You know what it is, Argavan. You've become so sneaky and conniving that I even doubted if you told the truth when you said Davudi died.
Hey, Homa, do you know what you're saying? Stop it already.
How could I stop it so she can make another mess and get us all into more trouble? I won't back down anymore. Argavan, if you try to do anything wrong, I'll stand up to you.
Homa, that's enough. Stop bothering me so much. Don't argue with me. I'm not that inexperienced and weak little girl anymore to need you to take care of me.
Yeah, you've grown up.
I'm not even 30 and already married twice. I've experienced enough hardship for 100 people. I have gotten so many snake bites in life that I have become a viper myself. You don't need to worry about me. I know the difference between right and wrong.
Is that why you create so many problems in our lives?
Hey, stop it already. I don't want to hear any more, okay? Argavan, she's your older sister, so just say yes to her. You have to respect her.
In fact, it's the opposite. The elder of this house is me, because I'm the one that's paying your costs. So don't do something to make me regret it.
Thank you very much. My place is no longer in this house.
Sina. Go get her.
What a thing for you to say. Aren't you ashamed, huh? What should I go and say to her?
I don't know. Just say something so she won't be upset. Just bring her back.
What if she doesn't come back?
Sina, dear, come on, man. Why are you standing there asking so many questions? Just go before she leaves.
Homa! Homa, hold on, Homa! Homa, you know how Argovan is. You know she didn't mean anything by that. You know when she gets angry, she just opens her mouth and lets it all out. I don't know. She says whatever she wants. Man, she doesn't mean anything by it.
Yes, she does. Her heart is full of hatred and spite. The desire for revenge has taken over her entire being like a fire. It's burning her brain. Sina, she doesn't understand that she's chopping at her own root. And instead of helping her, you've become the sharp edge of the axe and are destroying her. Instead of taking her hand and bringing her out of the pit, you're throwing her deeper in.
What does that mean? You talk in a way as though I'm to blame for all these problems.
Of course you are to blame. Right when you became her accomplice and didn't say anything to me and Mom about her marriage, you began to share the blame.
Could I have predicted the future? Did I do a bad thing by not leaving her alone? I just wanted to be a good brother to her.
Sina, sometimes it's necessary to be alone. Me and you being with her means approving what she's doing. But she has to learn that we're not her parents in her mistakes.
Oma, why don't you understand? If we leave her alone, she'll be destroyed. She'll break.
It's her pride that will break. A pride that's thirsting for revenge, Sina. What you are doing isn't support, it's betrayal. Do you want to betray her?
Of course I don't.
Then figure out what you want to do. Either get in her way and stop her, or join her in her mistakes. If you stay, you'll witness her destruction, you hear me?
Homa, I'm begging you not to put so much pressure on me. You know I love you equally as much.
Sina, dear, just know this. You can't have it both ways. You have to figure out where you stand between us. You'll either leave Argovan and come with me, or you'll be a tool for her to get her revenge on Bizarre.
What happened? She didn't come?
She's really angry with you. You shouldn't have said that to her.
Just say you're too useless to bring her. I'll get her myself.
Don't trouble yourself. She's not coming back.
Look, I know her. She gets mad quickly, but if you insist, she'll come back.
I said it's no use. I was begging her this whole time. I came to tell you that I'm going with her.
Why are you going?
I should let her go alone this time of night.
Very well. You'll get the car keys from the drawer next to the fireplace.
Where were you till now? Bahar? Hold on a minute, Bahar. Bahar, open up. Bezar, dear. Has something happened, darling? Oh, dear. Let's get going downstairs.
How come?
Come and I'll tell you.
But, Mother, why are you doing this?
Tell me exactly what's going on. What's wrong with that girl?
How should I know? Why don't you just go and ask her yourself,
Mom? I'm asking you because you're her sister. You know.
Believe me, I don't know anything.
I don't believe you. You'll either tell me everything, or else whatever happens is your fault.
Someone had said something stupid,
Hold
okay?
on a minute. What stupid thing? What did they say?
They said before Bahar, Bezard had gotten married to someone else.
What? Is there any truth to it?
I really don't know, Mother. I just said it's something stupid. Don't believe it. I have to study now.
To hell with your studies! I swear on your father's grave, if you don't tell me the truth, I'll do something to myself. I'll throw myself in front of a moving car.
Mother, Mother, Mother!
Leave me alone! Leave me alone!
I'll tell you.
So go ahead
and tell me. Really, Mother, I love you so much, Mom.
Go ahead.
I saw her brother at the rehab camp. He said Bezard was married to his sister before.
But whose brother? Whose sister? What are you saying?
That girl that used to be Bezard's attorney, Mother dear. Her name is Argovan Azania.
Argovan Azania? Are you sure?
Mother, I'm not sure, but her brother said that before Father's death, I mean the day that Father died, he'd gone to see Dad that morning and had told Dad everything, Mother.
All right, darling. I don't want you to say anything. I don't want to hear any more. I understand. That that day in the hospital. This is what your dad wanted to tell Baha, but he didn't get a chance to. That ungrateful boy killed your father.
Mama, sit down here, please.
That boy killed your father. Negar, get that picture out of my sight. Hurry up. Throw it in the garbage. Oh, God.
Baha, darling. At least open the door and let me talk. Believe me, things aren't the way you think.
Get out of here. I don't ever want to see you again.
I'm not moving from here until I have talked to you. You understand what I'm saying?
No way. I don't understand. Say it again so I understand as well. What is it? Why are you so quiet? Why aren't you saying anything, huh? Who's that woman that's claiming she was your wife?
Mother, for God's sake,
calm
down.
What did her brother say to her son that caused him to die? Why have you shut up? Answer my question. You're a lying cheat who's killed my husband and ruined my daughter's life and destroyed the factory. What do you want from us? Should I slap you in the face? Should I?
Mother, please don't interfere. This matter is between me and Bizard. Leave this house right now. Don't even turn around to look back.
Baha, at least let me say my piece.
There's nothing left to say. I want a divorce.
Baha, you're just angry right now. You don't know what you're saying. Just wait until you've calmed down.
Didn't you hear what I said? You and I are getting a divorce. I'll leave this house right now. I don't ever want to see you again. Go on. Go.
Where to? The keys to the house and the car keys. Did you see, darling? If I was opposed to your marriage, it's because I knew that snake would eventually bite us. I knew it. He's responsible for your father's death. Don't back down, darling. He has to pay for what he's done. He has to pay.
Hello there, Miss Sarur. It's great to hear your voice.
Leave that nonsense for later. I'm going to ask you a question, and you'll answer me properly.
Has something happened?
Tell me, did you know that Bezard had gotten married before?
What? Excuse me, ma'am? Your voice got cut off for a second. Could you please repeat what you just said? What was that?
I asked if you knew or not.
Married Bezard? I had absolutely no idea about it at all. Excuse me, you mean before Baha, Bizard had another wife and didn't tell anyone?
Listen well to what I'm telling you, Manoucher. From this second on, that boy, Bizard, has no responsibility in the factory. From tomorrow, you'll be in charge of managing the factory. Just don't make me regret it.
Sure, you got it, ma'am. Anything that you say.
Here you are, Mother. Please, will you drink this now, Mother? You're as pale as a ghost. Come down.
Oh, my. Where's Bahar?
Where did you want her to be? She's in her room, the poor thing.
Go and be with her, darling. Go. Don't leave your sister alone.
Mom, just try to get some rest, okay? All right.
You still don't know me, Bizard. I'll take care of you. I'll take care of you.
Why did you close the door?
The door? I was watching a movie and I thought the noise might disturb you.
Since when do you watch a movie like this?
It's a Charlie Chaplin movie. I laughed so hard I spun around.
Who were you talking to?
No one.
Then why are you holding the phone?
I was talking to Latifi Mogadam Laestani. He's one of the guys at the factory. The poor thing's looking for a loan.
Don't tell me you're making plans for that little bit of money my uncle left for me.
Are you a child, you fool? We've got 1,000 problems of our own.
Who is it coming here this time of night?
Why are they ringing like that?
Who is it? Oh, darling, it's you. Come on up.
What's happened?
How should I know?
Hello.
Hello.
What's wrong with you?
Hello. Right.
How are you, brother? You've come at a good time. I've got some really important news for you. You won't believe it when you hear it. Come from
Aren't you ashamed of yourself? You eat our bread, then sift someone else's flour?
I'm talking to you.
Come on, man. What kind of person are you?
Mansaraya, go bring a glass of sugar water. Your brother's burning up. He's talking absolute nonsense.
I'm talking nonsense, you jerk!
What are you doing to him, Bizarre?
Are you talking nonsense, huh? Am I talking nonsense or you?
Man, let me go. Where do you think you are? You should be ashamed in front of your mother and your sister.
You should be ashamed! Why did you go and say everything to Bahar?
Stop talking nonsense, man, eh? I didn't say anything to anyone. It got out from somewhere else.
Where did it get out? Besides a big-mouth person like you, who else could have said
it? Bizarre, watch what you are saying. I said I didn't say anything.
Then who did?
How should I know?
Lower your voice.
But look at what he's saying.
What happened? Say something that I don't understand.
Man, 1,000 people knew about it. Why are you asking me? Maybe the girl went and told her. Her brother. Didn't your aunt know about it? And you've come straight to
me. Because I know you. I know you're ready to do just about anything for anyone for a bit of money. They just tempted you, you jerk, so that they can get information out of you. Otherwise, you're not going to get a damn thing out of this, are you?
What's the story, Manushe?
Hold on a minute. Hold on.
Why don't you talk properly so we can understand?
Look here, Bizard. I don't even know what you're talking about. Just let me tell you that I am not owned by anyone and I'm not looking for money. Because of the kindness and the compassion of your uncle, my wife's gotten a little bit of money so that we don't have to ask for charity.
Yeah, I already know that. But I also know that you'll never get full. But that's enough with the eating, Manushe. From tomorrow, you'll pack up your things from that factory and hit the road. I don't want to see you there again.
Hold on a minute. Where are you going, man? Wait and we'll go together. Who the hell are you at the factory to tell me to come
I'm the manager of that factory.
You were the manager of the factory. It's all over with, Bizard. Of course, it has nothing to do with me. Your mother-in-law called. She's fired you and she's told me to let you not set foot in there again.
What?
What?
It has nothing to do with me. If you don't believe it, go to the factory tomorrow and see if they'll let you in. Of course, if I were you, I wouldn't do that.
What are you saying, Manushe? Why would Sarur do such a thing?
One of you talk properly so I can see what's happened. You're killing me here.
Let me tell you about it, Mother. Now that the story's gotten to this point, let me tell you. This little prince that you are swearing on, that's standing right here, man, he's rotten to the core. He had married someone else before Bahar, and it was out of sight from all of us, in secret.
Huh? He got married? With who?
With that lady attorney that kept coming here. They lived together for several months. And when Uncle Hassan found out about it, he got angry, had a heart attack and died.
Behzad, what is Manushe saying? Had you gotten married before? I'm talking to you, child. Say something.
Yes. He's right.
Mother dear, what happened? What the hell's wrong with you two? You want to kill my mother? Go bring her a glass
What's
of water. Go bring her a glass of water.
Go! Get
listen
out of my sight!
Please,
go! 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 Get out of my sight!
Go!
Just get out
Don't go. Just let me talk first. 2 months before I married Bahar, I came into this very house to tell you everything. This guy came here and took my hand and took me to my room and told me not to say anything and he'd take care of it. This is how he took care of it. He's ruined my life.
Hold on a minute. Where are you going? Why are you describing things like that, Mother dear? On my life, I'm telling the truth. I took him in his room because I didn't want the stink of it to get out. Mother dear, if I did such a thing to you,
Mother.
Every time he sets foot in this house, he does something to hurt the lot of us. But if I hadn't gotten in his way, he would have completely destroyed himself.
Mother,
this is the kind of thing I was trying to avoid. Now look, here we are.
Are you right, Mother?
What are you doing here?
And I have feelings for you, but right now...
What?
What are you doing here?
Hello, ma'am.
Hello.
It's great that you're here. Good to see you. May your husband, Mr. Farouzan Far, rest in peace. I'm telling you, ma'am, we all miss him here at the factory.
That's kind of you.
Hello there, sir. Hello there, ma'am.
Look here, Ramat.
Go ahead, ma'am. What is it?
From this moment on, Behzad Farouzan Far no longer has any responsibilities in this factory and doesn't have the right to set foot
in. Hello there, ma'am. Hello there, sir.
But if something happens...
You don't need to worry about that.
Sure.
Just pay attention, otherwise I'll be blaming you. Hello there.
But no offense, we can't have a factory without a manager. It'll fall apart.
I said you don't need to worry about these things. This factory does have a manager. It's Mr. Jahan Baksh.
Mr. Jahan Baksh?
What? It doesn't suit me?
Congratulations
to you. Get back to work.
Sure.
Hello.
Hello
there. Get back to your work.
Hello.
Get to work.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello,
Mr. Jahan Baksh.
Hello.
Thank you for coming.
Hello, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Please be kind enough to type out a notice right now and give it to Ramat to put on the notice board. From today, the management of the company is his responsibility.
Mr. Jahan Baksh?
Yes. He has been chosen by the inheritors.
Yes, of course.
Very well.
Excuse me, ma'am. Please be kind enough to write in the notice, Mr. Manucha Jahan Baksh.
Yes, of course.
Thank you. Go on, ma'am. Get back to your work. Excuse me, Masura, but don't you think it's a bit too soon to be after
I don't think so. You just do what I told you to.
Sure.
Don't bring up so many ifs, buts, and maybes when I say something.
Sure, you got it. If you're looking for something, I can
I'm looking for the key to the safe.
But the key to the safe is with Behzad. He always kept it with him.
You'll get it from him today.
Sure.
I keep telling that poor man that he should open up his eyes and ears. That boy isn't trustworthy. But he didn't listen to me at all. He's ruined both Bahar and us.
Oh.
And that check for 800 million tomans, how he managed to get hold of it for himself and his family.
Ma'am, excuse me, but don't even think about it. It's all right. Just imagine a thief stole it. It's better that it was money than if something had happened to you or your daughter.
We need to gather the employees and have a meeting to introduce you as the manager.
Whatever your orders are, ma'am. But I think if alongside with you we take a walk through the factory, that'll be good enough. Just in order to make sure everything's done properly, if you'd be kind enough to sign the bottom of the notice on behalf of the inheritors. Of course, well, we'll need power of attorney from the inheritors in order for my word and signature to have credibility.
Look here, Manoochair.
Yes?
Whatever you do in this factory has to be coordinated with me.
100%.
Very well, I've told you.
Yes, of course.
Let's go and pay a visit to the employees
now. Yes, sure. After you.
Bahar's alone at home. My child's not feeling well.
Sure, after you.
May God damn them all. May he never forgive them.
Ma'am, don't upset yourself so much, please.
I need to talk to you. Get out. Are you deaf? I said get out. I need to talk to you.
Hey, Namat. Hey, Namat.
Yes, ma'am?
Call the police. This man is bothering me. Have them take him away.
Hey, man, get going. Don't make a scene.
Sir, I just want to talk to her. Don't interfere.
You're bothering her. Get out of here.
Get out of my way.
What?
Get out! What are these games you're playing? Get out!
What's with you, crazy fool?
You've made me crazy! What do you want from me? You jerk! If you want revenge, then come after me! Why do you go after my wife?
Lower your voice. What's your problem?
Just don't say anything for a minute!
Hey, Namat, you go inside.
Ma'am, should I call the police?
No, it's not necessary. I'll call them myself. You can go.
I thought you were a pure, simple, and innocent girl. But I was mistaken. I was an idiot. You're a bitter and arrogant person who doesn't think about anything else but what's for your own benefit. So let me tell you why I left you, because right from the start I realized you only married me for the money. And if you got married to that poor old man, it was because of his money. Don't think I don't know.
Are you finished?
Yeah, I'm finished.
All right, then before I call the police, get lost.
Look, you can be sure one day I'll make you pay for it. From this moment on, it's you that should be afraid, not me.
Well, hello there. Do you know what you're doing? Why are you wasting so much time? Why don't you finish it? Man, he came to my house yelling and threatening me, saying that he wants to get revenge. Please don't tell me what I should do so much. Just get it over and done with. Well, to spell it out, because my patience is running out. Goodbye.
خواستم کدوم جون کدوم عشق شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم قولمون حتی دروغه از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه هوس هایی که دامنگیر میشه میشه. میترسم چون دلم بی اعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بی عشق میشه، فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخرش چی عشق میشه. حرفی که نگاهی نمیگفته و میگفته، اتفاقی که گاهی نمیافته و میافته، حس یخ زدن تو آتیش، حال سوختن تو سرما، تو بیداری یه خیاله، یه حقیقت تو رویا، تو فکرش نیستیم و پیداش میشه، ولی وقتی که باید باشه میره، به حال و روز ما کاری نداره، همیشه یا براش زوده یا دیره. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بیش میشه، فقط کاش بین این سایه مبهم بفهمم آخرش.